Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good afternoon. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Monday, March 1st, and these are the top stories the Chi-Chi team is watching right now. Here's the thing that some white liberals just don't understand. Just because they're not a raging white supremacist does not mean that they cannot be racist or say racist things. Former New York Times reporter Donald McNeil is an example of that. After being accused of using a racial slur while on a work trip with students to Peru, a story that The Daily Beast broke, he was forced to leave the media company. He's finally spoken out about the incident via an essay on Medium, and a majority of his writing attempted to correct the record. He previously and privately dismissed what students recounted about what he said on the work trip as faulty memories. Now in the essay, he claims the students took quotes he said out of context. Honestly, at first, you can kind of see where he's coming from. But then dude just keeps on talking and digging his own grave. He said, quote, "Am I a racist? I don't think so. After working in 60 countries over 25 years, I think I'm pretty good at judging people as individuals." Yeah, that does not excuse you from saying racist shit, sir. He denies making any comments about white privilege to students on the trip, and said the comments he made about blackface were supposedly a part of a discussion about cultural appropriation in which he argued that, quote, "all cultures grow by adopting from others." Yeah, blackface is not cultural appropriation. Blackface is a method of mocking a specific ethnic group of people. McNeil also said that he believes that if he truly says something offensive on the trip, then officials should have pulled him from the chats in real time. But because, quote, "nobody stopped him from talking," he does not believe that he said anything offensive. Then, he criticized today's youth for holding people accountable. He said they have no idea, quote, "how normal it once was in America to slip into racism." I'm not sure how he seems to think that that will help his case. All it's telling me, as a black woman, is that he's gotten away with saying probably low-key racist shit for a while. And now, he can't do it. The amount of coincidences the Trump GOP has at this point is just laughable. After the design of the conservative political action conference stage was compared to a Norse rune used by Nazis during World War II, the host of the event, High Hotels, released a statement late Sunday saying that hate symbols are abhorrent. Hyatt clarified that it had no involvement in the stage design, adding, quote, "we take the concern raised about the prospect of symbols of hate being included in the stage design as CPAC 2021 very seriously." Matt Schlapp, the CPAC chair, dismissed the comparisons to the Nazi rune as outrageous and slanderous. But what I want to know is, how is it slanderous when they're the exact same thing? Amazon workers in Alabama are pushing to unionize, and President Biden is in their support. In a video posted on Twitter Sunday night, the president did not mention Amazon by name, but told workers, quote, "in Alabama and all across America, that he backs their right to join a union if they choose to do so, that it's not the choice of the employer." The Daily Beast previously reported on Amazon's increasingly creepy attempts to persuade its workers to vote down the unionization effort. Warehouse workers in Bessemer, Alabama, have started voting on the option to join the retail, wholesale, and department store union. If approved, they would be the first group of Amazon workers in America to unionize. An evangelical Christian adoption agency in Michigan will finally allow LGBTQ+ families to adopt children. Bethany Christian Services previously refused to do so on the grounds of faith and, instead, reportedly referred to prospective parents to other agencies. Now, let's get down to the nitty-gritty of the story. The organization's decision to open its services to LGBTQ plus families comes after the state of Michigan announced in 2019 that it would discontinue funding for groups that don't accept gay couples. The group's president said Monday, quote, "We will now offer services with the love and compassion of Jesus to the many types of families who exist in our world today. We're taking an all-hands-on-deck approach where all are welcome." Sounds to me like money takes priority over their so-called faith. This is just weird. And no, weird is about the only thing that can describe it. Former President Trump spoke to Steve Hilton at Fox News on Sunday night after he delivered his speech at CPAC. During his call, Trump boasted about the size of the crowd who was there to support him on January 6th, calling it a love fest. That rally that Trump is referring to is, of course, where he incited a mob of his supporters to march to the Capitol in an attempt to overthrow the U.S. government. Yeah, I don't know whose kind of love that is. That's all for today. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.